And thank you very much, Sam. 32 degrees in Colorado Springs. I'm just guessing that where the Ataman Group is, it's probably a lot colder. Joining me on KRDO's afternoon newsline to confirm whether that's the case or not, Mr. Dave Hunting with the group. Dave, how are you?
Just great. Looking forward to a good New Year's.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I think 2020 holds a lot of promise for everybody, and we have a lot to look forward to. Gosh, and you've been in touch with the guys on the side of the mountain all day. You'll be in touch with them throughout this trek, which I believe is the 98th visit to the top of the mountain?
That's correct. We are coming up on our 100th anniversary here soon. And so it continues to be a great pleasure to welcome them every New Year's to the Colorado Springs area, all the way down to Pueblo and up to Denver with some great fireworks.
Well, and for half of that time, 50 years, one of your members, Ted Lindemann, has been making this trek. And this year, having started as what he called a guest snowplow in 1967, will be that 50th trip. He's planning to make it to the top, and he's not planning anybody else to be able to break that record, is he?
That's highly doubtful. Ted started his journey up Pikes Peak every New Year's when he was 17 years old. He's just retired as one of the chemistry department people at Colorado College. He's a great colleague on the trail, and it's just an honor to have 50 years with Ted on the summit of Pikes Peak on New Year's Eve.
So why does he refer to himself as a guest snowplow? That sounds like it sounds like Ataman jargon.
It is Ataman jargon. Tomorrow, we have been told that no one has been above the circa on Pikes Peak, which is at about 13,000 feet, for the past month. This means that more than likely, the Ataman Club will have to trudge through waist-deep snow to reach the summit at 14,115 feet. We all stay together as a group. It's a great climbing group, and we'll be sure that we're safe. Looks like the weather conditions tomorrow may be a little windy up there on the summit, but we'll get the fireworks off right at midnight. And again, just for your listeners, we do shoot off 5 fireworks at 9 o'clock p.m. in honor of the Frozen Five who began this tradition 98 years ago.
Refresh on that one. This is the first I am personally hearing of it. I'm a newcomer to Colorado Springs. I've only been here since 1992.
Right. In 1922, Fred Barr, who constructed Barr Trail, the 13-mile trek up Pikes Peak, got together with 4 of his friends and decided, you know, it would just be a little bit different to hike to the top of Pikes Peak and let everyone know that the new year has arrived. So that year in 1922, they actually did not set off fireworks. They found some railroad ties and set them on fire. But since that time, every year we've gone up and set off a tremendous fireworks display for everyone in the eastern Colorado area to enjoy. We have 60 fireworks that will set off tomorrow evening at midnight, along with a number of flares that will just give a beautiful display of the east side of Pikes Peak at that time.
So from 1922, beginning with the Frozen Five, guys who started this tradition, now when did the Ataman Group actually get its name?
The name comes from adding a man to the hiking group every year since 1922. But since that time, we've also added 3 women to the group. We always encourage people to apply to hike as guests with the Ataman Club every year. So we have a large selection of people to choose from. The way I've always described it, I've been a member since 2005. You know, you're invited as a guest for a number of years, and then when you have frozen off enough brain cells and you really don't know any better, then they invite you to come up and join the club and continue that tradition.
How many people are on the mountain for this particular trip?
This evening, there are 30 people that are nice and warm in the comfort of Barr Camp. They've just enjoyed a wonderful spaghetti dinner. The conditions in Barr Camp are pretty cramped. They'll be sleeping right next to each other. There'll be a lot of snoring going on tonight. But then about 7, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, they'll begin their final trek up Pikes Peak. They'll reach A-frame around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. We always encourage people in the greater Colorado Springs area to look up at the peak around 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. All the hikers carry mirrors in their backpacks. and they will flash those mirrors down on the eastern range for people to look at. And then we encourage people to take out their mirrors and flash them back up at us. And from our perspective at 12,000 feet, we'll see little points of light flashing back at us from Monument to Security Whitefield.
Wow, that's just an event that is steeped in tradition. I know my family has turned out for many years on midnight to watch the fireworks launch from the peak. Very exciting. Dave Hunting, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us today. We very much appreciate the update. I love the history. Got to talk about that some more sometime.
Happy New Year to everyone.